Blessings to you and to everyone. We bow in a moment of honoring, a moment of gratitude. Namaste. And we pray that all beings have deep happiness, happiness born from within, happiness supported all around, happiness not based and predicated upon gratification, satisfaction, or pride, but a happiness from an inner contentment, inner well-being. An inner calm. An inner peace. And therefore, we pray that all beings have the causes of happiness, causes of support and nurturance, causes of well-being, the causes of peace. We pray that each of us individually will have the appreciation and gratitude and honoring in the moment to be the support, the nurturance, the help and assistance of causes of happiness for every kind of being we encounter. From this day, this moment forward, through all our lives to come. Every being, The beings inside our body, our gut beings, our blood beings, our synapse beings, every spider, every ant, every fly, every bird, every being. That right now, from this moment forward, because the state of the world depends upon it, the state of every future life we will have, and the state of the very next moment that each of us experiences is predicated upon this now, and how each of us responds and acts in this now, every moment now. How marvelous, how stupendous, and how real. So we pray, and with great, great devotion and dedication, say yes. In this moment, I commit that in every moment, I personally will be the support, the help, the nurturance, the best friend possible to every being, inside, outside, and all around. Because my life depends on it, the condition of it, the happiness of it, the well-being of it, my life depends upon that. And the state of the world depends upon it. How marvelous. And so joyously, understanding seed, growth, and fruit, we make this commitment. And joyously, we wish and pray that all suffering ceases. Extinguished by the causes of suffering, completely exhausted, cannot arise again like a candle flame put out. And so, in right recognition of the relationship of the ending of suffering through ending its causes within ourselves, within our minds, within our habits, within our consciousness, even what we don't even know is suffering, but actually is the cause of our own suffering. We don't label it as such. But it is that our discontent, our disquiet, our frustration, our unhappiness when we are unhappy, our boredom when we are bored, our wanting something else or wanting something at all when it's not necessary or it arises in our mind spontaneously out of the blue and causes that flutter of discontent. So, because we recognize these things within ourselves and recognize what it is, just what it is, well, who would want that? Right? That would be kind of insane. So, recognizing the relationship of all manner of disquiet, discontent, dissatisfaction, and frustration. All manner of anger and levels of it. All manner of pride or envy and levels of it. All manner of attachment. And all levels of it in ourselves. We have to start here. We see the causes, we see that there is a relationship to suffering and all its verbiage and forms and causes. How wonderful to see that, recognize it, acknowledge. And so we pray for the end of that, the cessation of that for ourselves and for all beings. But there's only one way to end it. And we're back to the causes of happiness, We're back to support, nurturance, assistance, kindness, honoring, respect. For ourselves, for others, to bring that forward, to be the actual fulcrum. The deep well and wellspring of the causes of happiness. We smile, how marvelous, how simple, and make that commitment. We pray it for all beings. And we might, in honesty and respect for ourselves, say, I'm not up for that level of it. I can't commit to that. And that's honest, and that is a cause of happiness to be honest and say, I can't commit to that. But I see the rubric, and I see the value to myself and to others, and I will do a little bit more. I will do what I can. Well, right there, that's cause of happiness. Making ourselves happy because we're not committing to something we really can't commit to, and the guilt and the whatevers that go with that. So excellent, excellent, excellent. And of course, because we've chosen a bit more, we're going to do what we can in honesty and forthright. We will absolutely affect the causes of suffering, as to say, decrease. Excellent. How marvelous. How stupendous. We all can do this. How marvelous. How marvelous, truly. How radiant. How sparkly, truly. We smile with all beings and take a long, slow, deep breath. We smile in this now, as this now, and take a long, slow, deep breath. Every moment is brand new, has never, ever existed in the universe, let alone in our lives. Recognizing that is so empowering. How marvelous. It is brand new each moment, never in the universe. Brand new. What are we going to do with it? Wow. Oh. Love you all. Create your day. Create your reality. Create goodness for the world. Love you.